I, as a practitioner, have only one possible choice of action. I have only one possible course of action. I have only one possible option. I have only one possible alternative. I have only one possible decision. I have only one possible selection. I have only one possible pick. I have only one possible favorite. I, as a practitioner, must always do it in reality, in perfection. That's what my life is all about. That's what my choice is all about. I, as a practitioner, have only one possible course of action. As a practitioner, I can only say, all is in divine order. As a practitioner, I can only say, I make my decision as to what it is I want to experience, and then I put that course in motion by saying, I am that which I choose to experience. I am that which I am. And then I am that which I choose to experience, and I am it. And it's not a matter that it's going to change or it's going to become better or worse or in any way a different action than the perfect action that a practitioner must have that one choice for. It is only that. Now, that's my reality. Now, I look at my life and I look at my affairs and I look at my body and I look at my experiences, and some of them are not what I want. Now, if I dwell upon the fact that they are not what I want, I empower them to continue to be not what I want. But if I dwell upon the fact and says that I am in divine order, that all my affairs are in divine order, I have but one course of action, one possible course of action, and that is to say that it is the truth. Now, if we talk to a child and we say, you're bad, you're going to always be bad, and you never will be good, then that will be the child's lot. If we say to the child, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are good, we are speaking about his reality, not necessarily what he's expressing at that instant, that moment. We are speaking about his reality. We are offering that child only one possible course of action. We're giving him only one option. One opportunity to be that divine self that that child is. Now, we're giving him only one alternative. We're not letting him make decisions. We're not letting him make selections. We're not letting him pick. We're not letting him make favorites of anything. We are calling forth his reality. Now, you say, well, that doesn't give him a chance to be himself. Oh, it surely does. He came into your family to be your experience. He came into your family to let you guide him into his highest and best. He came into your family. You created him in your family, and he created himself in your family to be that which you are. He didn't come into your family to be like some other family's child is. He didn't come into your family because he wanted to be something different than what your family believes in and lives and practices. You're the practitioner. You're the practitioner for him, and how much more you're the practitioner for yourself. You're the practitioner of every single thought that goes through your household, that goes through your mind, that goes through your body, that goes through your life, that goes through your experience, that goes from your mouth, from your attitude, from your action. You're the only one. I'm, as a practitioner, have only one possible course of action. And that course of action is to be myself and have fun. That course of action is to live to my highest and best. That course of action is to be. That course of action is not a matter of it will be. It's a matter of it is. I, as a practitioner, have only one course of action, and that is to know that it is right now. I cannot select other things. I cannot pick other things. I cannot give myself an alternative. I have one favorite, and that is to be myself and have fun. I have one desire, that is to be myself and have fun. I have one choice, and that is to be myself and have fun. I have one direction in my life, one direction alone, and that is to be myself and have fun. I'm a practitioner, and as a practitioner, there's nothing else I can do. As a practitioner, I can only call forth that which I am. Now, what is it I am? What is it that I call forth for my child? What is it that I call forth for the members of my family? What is it that I call forth in my household? What is it that I call forth in my life experience? What is it that I reveal as my reality now and forevermore? What is it? What is it? I know what it is, and you know what it is, and all we have the opportunity to do is to express what it is. Now, what is it that you're going to express what it is? What is it that you're going to express and know that this is your reality, that this is all that makes any difference in your life? What is it? Do you want your child to be an ideal child? Do you want your husband or wife to be an ideal spouse? Do you want the members of your family to live as a credit to the family and as a credit to the neighborhood, as a credit to all that life has to offer? Is that what you want? I think it is. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you want, then that's what you call forth. You call forth love. You call forth joy. You call for peace. You call forth all that is beautiful and good. You call that forth right now. And as you call that forth, that's what you experience. That's what you experience. Now, is that what you want? I, as a practitioner, have only one possible course of action. I go to a practitioner in any call of the art, and I say, I would be made whole. And the practitioner says, then change your thinking. You say to the practitioner, I would be a great pianist. And the practitioner would say, practice that. Practice being a pianist. Think it in your thought. Think it in your body. Think it in your feelings. Think it in your attitude. Think it in all that you are. Think nothing but music, 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 music. Is it worth going after? Is it worth pursuing? Is it worth achieving? Is it worth achieving? Is it worth achieving? Do you have any other option? You have no other option if you're going to be a grand pianist. You have no other alternative if you're going to be a grand pianist. You have no other decision for yourself if you're going to be a grand pianist. You have no other choice whatsoever in your entire universe. You can't pick anything. For being a grand pianist is your choice. It is your favorite. It is your way of thinking. Now, is this what you really want for yourself? Then give it every moment of every moment of every moment of every moment of your life. That's all you think about. That's all you live. That's all you believe. That's all you dream. That's all you know. That's all you care about, is that all is in divine order. That's all you care about, that you are the master magician. You are the master musician. You are the master of whatever it is that you choose to practice. I, as a practitioner, have only one option. I, as a practitioner, have only one alternative. I, as a practitioner, have only one decision. I, as a practitioner, have only one selection. I, as a practitioner, have only one pick. I, as a practitioner, have only one favorite, and that is to be myself and have fun, to live my life in the most glorious, fantastic manner that I could possibly do it. And as I live my life in the most fantastic, glorious opportunity that I could do it, then that is me. That is me, and that is who I always am and always will be. For I, as a practitioner, have only one course of action, and that is to be myself and have fun all of the time. To be perfect in body, spirit, mind, and body. To be perfect in all that I am. I, as a practitioner, live that way, and I am that way, and I am so happy that way, because that's all that matters to me. And that's all that matters to you or anybody else. I, as a practitioner, have only one possible course of action, and that is to be that which I am right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.